Braisa says, from the way a person makes a bracha, you can see if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Rabbi explains, if someone says uvetuvoy, that means he's a Talmud Chacham, referring to that the Eibush gives us from all his good. If a person says umituvoy chayinu, that he's an Am Haaretz, because he's saying that the Eibush only gives us enough to exist. Rabbi says, if he says betuvoy chayinu, all of us, then he's a Talmud Chacham. He says betuvoy chayim, referring only to other people who excludes himself, then he's an Am Haaretz. A boor. Rabbi Yechon says, if he says Nevarich she'achanu mishaloi, he's a Talmud Chacham. He says Lemi she'achanu mishaloi, it sounds like he's praising the host instead of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he's a boor. Rabbi Yechon says, if he says Baruch she'achanu mishaloi, he's a Talmud Chacham. He says Al hamazon she'achanu, thanking only like the food, then he's a boor. Rabbi Yehuda Yeshua said, that's only if it's three people sitting there, because you don't say Hashem's name. However, if there's 10 people sitting there, and you're also, in addition to saying Al hamazon, you're also saying about Elokeinu, then it's clear that you're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not a problem. The Mishnah said, Echad Asar V'Echad Esrei V'Echad Asar Ribui, this is what you say. It doesn't make sense, because then the Mishnah then goes on afterwards to say, well, if you have 100, you say this, 1,000, that, 10,000, that. So you see, first the Mishnah says, you always say the same amount, any amount over 10 is the same thing, but then it starts giving different amounts, so which one is it? Rabbi Yosef said, the part of the Mishnah that says at 10 is the max, and then after that it stays the same, that's following Rabbi Akiva, like we see later in the Mishnah. The part of the Mishnah that goes on and changes the Lashon based on how many people you have, that follows Rabbi Yosef Aglila later in the Mishnah, who says that B'makele is Baruch Hu Elokim, that dependent on the number of people you have, that's how you make the bracha. Rabbi Akiva learns from B'makele is Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem Emkar Yisrael, he learns out the drasha of Rabbi Meir and Abrais, who says from here we learn out that even the Uber B'mei Imon said Shira Al Hayom. Rava says we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Rava said when they would eat at the Reish Kalusa and they wanted to bench on their own, they would make groups of three. They didn't make groups of 10 because they didn't want the Reish Kalusa to hear that they're not staying for his benching. They didn't want to stay for his benching because there was too much commotion and they wouldn't be able to properly listen and concentrate on the one who's going to lead benching and be yaita with him. So therefore they made their own groups of three. Rabbi Taisala says if three people eating together and one benched on his own, the other two can still have him join even after his benching. They can have him join with them for Zimun, but he is not yaita Zimun because he already benched. Mishnah said, Rabbi Shmuel argues Rabbi Kiva and says that in a shul you say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevayrach. Rav from Rabbi Papa once, when he got to the Torah, just said Baruch Hu Hashem without adding HaMevayrach, and Rav got upset and he said that Rabbi Shmuel says you say supposed to say Baruch Hashem HaMevayrach, so don't get involved in Machlech. And the second of all, every world is already knowing like Rabbi Shmuel. Mishnah says if three or four or five people are eating together, they can't break up because then some people are going to lose a Zeman. But if you have six, you can break up into two groups of three. Once you have 10 people, then you can't break up again because then you already have a minion. You can't break up to less than a minion. Once you have 20 people, you can break up into two groups of a minion. If two groups of people eating in one house, but some of the people of one group could see the other people of the other group, then they could join for Zeman. If they can't, then they can't join for Zeman. Eliezer says you can't make a bracha on wine until you dilute it. The Chum say you can. Yes, we already learned that three people who eat together are chayiv and zimun. So what's the mission teaching that they can't separate? The Gemara is teaching the halacha of Rabbi Abraham Shmuel, who says that three people who sat down to eat, even if they didn't start eating yet, they can't separate anymore. Another version is that if three people sat down to eat together, even if they're each eating from their own lunchbox, still they have to join in zimun and they can't separate. Another teretz is like Rav Huna, who says that if three people who were in each were there in their own group of zimun and they each left their own group of zimun and joined together, they also now can't separate because they each were chayiv and zimun. So now that they're together, they have a chayiv and zimun. Rav explains that's only, of course, if they were not included in the zimun in their previous place. We just spoke about the two chaburis, groups of people who can see who are not eating together but can see each other. Abraisa says if there's a common waiter between them, then they can join each other because the waiter joins them. Meaning he makes them join as one group. Mishnah said, "Ein mevorchen al yayin." Rabbi Eliezer said, "Until you put water into it." And Rav Chaim said, "Even without water into it, you could make a bracha hagafen already." Bryce says, "Rabbi Eliezer says that until you dilute wine, you make a bari priya eitz rather than a bari priya gofen, and you can even use it to wash your hands. Once you put water into it, you make a bari priya gofen, and you can't use it to wash your hands anymore." Rav Chaim say, "In either case, even before you put in water, still you make a bari priya gofen, and you can't use it as water to wash your hands." Based on this, when Shmuel says that you're allowed to use food for any purpose, obviously it was following Rabbi Eliezer, who says over here that you can use even the wine to wash your hands with. Rabbi Chanina says that the Chacham would be moided to Rabbi Eliezer by a koishal bracha, that you wouldn't make a bracha on it until you actually dilute it, because like Rabbi Shaya explains, you need mitzvah min amuvchar. Rice says four things were said about bread. Number one, we don't put raw meat on bread. Number two, we don't carry a full cup over wine over bread. It's going to spill on it. Number three is we don't throw bread. Number four is we don't lean a plate on bread. Mazutra once took a piece of meat and threw it to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Bryce says, you don't throw food. Azuta said that's referring to bread. Rashi asked the Brisa says that just like you don't throw bread, you're not allowed to throw any food. Azuta says another Brisa that says that even though you're not allowed to throw food, you're not allowed to throw bread, you are allowed to throw other food. Rather, you have to say that it's only food that becomes disgusting when it's thrown. That's the type of food you're not allowed to throw. Food that doesn't become disgusting when thrown, that you are allowed to throw, and therefore it's not a problem to throw a piece of meat. Yehuda said if someone put food in his mouth and forgot to make a bracha, so you move it to the side of his mouth and make the bracha. One Brisa says actually swallow without making a bracha. Another Brisa says you should spit it out and then make a bracha and put it back in. Another Brisa says just move it to the side. Says the Brisa that says swallow is talking about liquids which you can't spit out and you can't move to the side. The Brisa that says spit it out is talking about something which will not become disgusting if you spit it out. And some of the Brisa that says move it to the side is something that would become disgusting if it's spit out, so, and it's able to move it to the side. That's what you should do, make the bracha when it's inside of your mouth. And if it's something that's not disgusting, you're better off taking it out of your mouth, because we learn from a pasuk that Yemoli Hashem Tilasecha, which we learn in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's better that you have nothing in your mouth when you make a bracha. Just to ask, if someone ate by mistake without making a bracha, should he now make a bracha before he continues eating? They asked over Rav Chista that question. Rav Chista said, of course, you should eat, make a bracha before continuing to eat. Rav Chista said, therefore, even if someone finished eating totally, you should make the bracha now if you forgot to make the bracha. Just like we find by mikveh, that you first go to the mikveh, then afterwards you make the bracha ala tefillah. Rav Chista said, you can't make a comparison to that case. Very different case. By tefillah, the person can't make the bracha until after the tefillah. He's not roi to make a bracha. But here by the meal, he was roi to make the bracha before, he just didn't. And hoyel v'idchi idchi.